Just quickly, if you've got a question you would like answered on this show, then head over to @AshBorland on Instagram and drop me a direct message. I answer questions from people all the time on this show, and it's one of my favorite things to do every single morning before I start my day. So if you've got a question within marketing or sales or processes within financial services, then drop me a DM @AshBorland on Instagram, or ashborland.com/Instagram, and it'll redirect you there, and I will answer the question on the show when we get around to it. Anyway, let's get into this episode. So we all want reviews, we all want testimonials, because it's going to drive business, especially if you use them on Google. But can you pay for them? That's what today's question is. It's been submitted. It says, Google reviews, is it worth incentivizing customers to do them with, say, a £20 gift voucher? Thanks, Mark. That's a great question. And the answer to this question, there's a couple of nuances to it. But the first thing I would say is, in financial services, you actually can't do that. So if, as obviously my main people I work with is financial services, mortgage brokers, insurance advisors, IFAs, we can't incentivize people with financial gain like that. It will, the compliance are going to have a field day with it. So the answer to that question is just a flat no. Okay. Also though, from a psychology point of view, we don't want that, because we want to, in order to try and generate more sales, to generate more income, we want people to leave reviews and refer you because they want to, not because there's an incentive to do that. And that's what I want to unpack in this episode, is understanding how to actually create this desire for people to want to refer you, and also the best place to ask for that review. So the thing to understand when it comes to creating the best type of reviews is, we need to understand this concept, which is known as reciprocity. Now, with reciprocity, effectively, reciprocity is, I'll give you the actual definition of reciprocity, because it's pretty in-depth, and I'll explain it in more layman's terms. So the definition is the quality of an act, process, or relationship in which one person receives a benefit from another and in return provides an equivalent benefit themselves. So what does that actually mean? Quite simply, people want to be in balance. So let's say that we have a set of scales, and this is our transaction. And one side is you, and the other side is the client. This set of scales is constantly going up and down. And the reason why it's constantly going up and down is because, depending on what you're doing, someone is giving more value than the other. Okay. And this is really important to get your head around, because with reciprocity, we are always constantly trying to fight to get the other person in our debt. This is just what happens in business all the time. No one wants to feel like they owe anybody anything. And so your power comes, especially when you're working with clients, and if you're trying to get more referrals in business and stuff, is your power comes when the other party, the person who has done the business for you, let's say your client in this capacity, your client in mortgages, when they feel like they now owe you. Now, this specifically is the reason why you should never say words like, no worries, it's my job, because it actually instantly resets this scale. And so every time you reset a scale, then people will no longer feel like they owe you, and so this reciprocity is out of balance. Now, the problem when it comes to bringing money in, so let's say that we're going to bring in a financial incentive, this is a big problem. And the reason why it's a big problem is because it instantly resets the scales, okay? Because it's resetting the scales, because it's transactional. So when somebody says, oh, if you refer me, I'll give you a £100 gift voucher, instantly what actually happens is the scale is now even, because there is no incentive for me to do it. That client is now going to be paid to do something for you, as opposed to what we really want them to do is feel like they owe you, and so they want to do it for you. So what do we do, and how do we do this? Whenever something happens and a client says, thank you so much for the work you've done, it's been really valuable, and they're gushing, and we all know it happens all the time, we've seen it happen, there is a specific phrase I need you to say. And that phrase is, if the roles were reversed, I'm sure you would do the same for me. So that is the saying, if the roles were reversed, I am sure you would do the same for me. Now, that is a very different statement to no worries, it's okay, it's my job, not a problem, because this leaves it open, because what the client will then say is, yes, of course, okay, of course I'll do it. Which is leaving this scales, if we do the scales again, now what's happening is, that's client, the client here owes you. So they actually owe you more than before. So the scales are not even anymore. So this is really important to do. So whenever you are catching yourself, if you're trying to get more referrals, you're trying to get more reviews, whenever you're catching yourself saying, yeah, no worries, not a problem, you could be diminishing the value and resetting the scale, and that could be a massive problem for you. So understanding that the goal is always to make sure the client constantly feels like they are in your debt, and they're in your debt in a positive way. If you ever watch Big Bang Theory, there's a reason why Sheldon Cooper does not like giving gifts. I'm going to let Sheldon explain it in a much better way than I would.
And I didn't see your present.
That's because I didn't bring one.
Why not?
But don't ask. The entire institution of gift giving makes no sense.
Too late.
Let's say that I go out and I spend $50 on you. Well, it's a laborious activity because I have to imagine what you need, whereas you know what you need. Now, I could simplify things, just give you the $50 directly, and then you could give me $50 on my birthday, and so on until one of us dies, leaving the other one old and $50 richer. And I ask you, is it worth it?
Told you not to ask.
And you see, that explanation of how reciprocity works is very true, which is this idea of constantly not wanting to be in debt, but you are trying to get that with your client. So constantly keeping that field open is going to increase the chance of them wanting to actually refer you. That's the big bit, the deepness of understanding how this works. When you give money, it doesn't really do anything because they'd rather not be in your debt. So there's no point in doing it, because at that point, they're like, it's just going to pay you. So don't offer to pay. Let them do it out of the goodness of their heart. If they do it out of the goodness of their heart, then they are repaying you in this kind of constant reciprocity back and forth. So don't incentivize people to refer. Let your good work do the talking. Now, when is the right time to actually do it? When is the right time to ask for that review? So pretty straightforward. One of the best times to ask for a testimonial is in what we call is known as the peak end effect. So the peak end effect is that people remember the peak of the emotion that they have, and they remember the end of it, meaning that the peak of the experience for us in mortgages, this is going to be the mortgage offer. That's the peak of the experience. And then the end of it is completion. The best thing time to ask is at peak. The peak emotion is the best time to ask for a testimonial. And that's because you've just delivered on your job. That is on offer. So when your mortgage has been offered and they're going, thank you so much, Mark. We'll use you, Mark, as an example because you asked the question. When they're like, thank you so much, Mark. Everything you've done here is so great. Thank you so much. That's absolutely wonderful. What you then do on this bit is you would then just move in and you'd say, that's absolutely wonderful. If the roles are reversed, I'm sure you do the same for me. And then they say, yes, of course. And then you go, actually, there is something you could do for me. Could you please give me a Google review? It would really help, and it would really help me help other people. That is how you introduce a testimonial, and that's how you'll get them for free without incentivizing them, which is compliant and it's much, much easier. So in summary, do I think you should give a pay someone? Absolutely not. Do I think you should incentivize them? No. I think you should use behavioral psychology and basic principles and the law of reciprocity to make sure that they constantly feel like they owe you're going back and forth and back and forth, and using that saying, if the roles are reversed, I'm sure you do the same for me. And when they say yes, you say, actually, there is something you could do for me. Could you go and leave me a review on Google? It really helps. They will do it. You save yourself £20 on a gift voucher. Also, you save yourself a compliance nightmare, and they feel good because they feel like they've repaid you back. Now, if you've got a question that you would answered on my show, or you want to learn more about leveling up your mortgage business and your marketing business, and check out the Mortgage Marketing Blueprint, it is free. It's completely there. I actually break down everything we spoke about in here in way more detail. Just go and check it out. It is in the show notes in the description. Cheers. Bye. So if you have ever got any value from the content I create, from this podcast to my Instagram content to the free Mortgage Marketing Blueprint that I update every single year, and you would like to show your appreciation completely for free, then it would mean the world to me if you head over to LinkedIn and leave me a recommendation. Let me know your feedback on what you've got from the show. It's wonderful to hear how this stuff is affecting and helping brokers in the real world. Head over to ashborland.com/LinkedIn and it will redirect you there. We need to be connected. So if we're not connected already, drop me a connection request. And if we are, click on the button at the top and click recommendation or recommend, and do fill out the rest. And it would, like I said, it really would mean the world. Anyway, let's get on to the next episode.